Committee reports, Facilities and Finance Committee, Mark, you want to start us off, please?
Yeah, actually, there's not much new to report this month, as budget items consumed all of our time this month. We're still waiting for Vought House issues to be taken care of, but basically, there's nothing to report this month.
All right, under Facilities and Finance, we do have action items.
118 through 133. Let me move those now for approval. Let me point out that number 133 is on your addendum. And let me also point out that item 121, just so it doesn't slip by anybody, is the school calendar for next year. And that was provided on a separate page in the board packet, so everybody should have that.
I'm sorry, Mark, you made a motion for 118 through 133?
Yes.
All right, we have a motion for action items 118 through 133. Can we have a second?
Second.
Second by, I'm sorry, Grace. Do we have copies of the calendar?
Should.
That are available in the back?
Yeah.
If not,
and we have copies of the calendar.
Yeah, could Kevin talk everybody through?
Sure. They're actually on your in your board packet. So it is the same one that was put before the board last time, starting September 5th after Labor Day, and it will have us ending along with the high school June 8th. It does not account for snow days, so we would do a one for one come January. If there is a snow day prior to Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we would go back to school on that day. Again, in February, if there is a snow day, we would come back on President's Day. After that, any other snow days would be added to the end of the school year, not be taken out of the spring break, as stated prior, up to 5 days snow days, which would lead us to 7 total snow days before we would have to go into spring break. And that would put us into another full week. Friday, June 8th is a Friday. So Friday, June 8th is a Friday. June 8th is a Friday, in, which is a great break for students, and it matches up with graduation for North Hunterdon. We would look to graduate the day before, so there would not be a conflict.
Do we have copies of the calendar in the back? Okay. Where can members of the public see get a copy of the calendar?
My thought was they were to be in the back on the table, but obviously they are not.
All right.
Yeah. If you give it a minute, Mrs. Hyde has offered to.
We will have copies of the calendar available in the back of the auditorium. Thank you.
Any questions from the board members?
About the calendar?
On that change in the formula?
No, I had mentioned last time, or had questioned whether we might consider starting with the high school, since we seem to be making an attempt to match them, but we're not matching them at the beginning.
Correct, and as I put out to the board in an FYI, one of the posts on the wiki did talk about giving parents a year's notice because of the need for summer camps or family vacations to be given that heads up. So we're hoping that if this is something that the board would be interested in, we have created a survey to go out, and we'll see what the input is as far as where we align with the high school and where we do not.
Any other discussion? Any other items? Can you speak briefly about 133, why that was an addendum item?
I think it just happened.
Yes. This is based on litigation we were involved in today down in Trenton. Mrs. McLaughlin called ahead, and I do believe the judge was in the room at the time she was talking to me, and asked if we could put on an addendum this evening so that the judge could rule on, or at least have a direction in this litigation. And I will read it for the public. Addendum FF 133, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves the settlement agreement between the Clinton Township School District and parents of student, I do not need to read their identification number, the matter of which is legally required to be sealed for a cost not to exceed $15,000.
Okay. And we have no choice in the matter?
Was?
Yeah. They had the addendum on the table.
Okay.
Thank you. The addendum was on the table, not the calendar.
So we have a motion and we have a second to the motion. And since there's no further discussion, can we have a roll call vote on the Facilities and Finance Committee report?
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Ms. Hofig?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Levin?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkhoff?
Yes.
Motions carry 8-0.
Thank you. Personnel and negotiations, Michelle?
Okay. Our big item, as it has been for months now, is the negotiations with the teachers. We met to that end on March 23rd with our group, the board, and the Teachers Association, and a mediator. After a lengthy discussion that began at 7 p.m. and ended almost at midnight, unfortunately, we still did not resolve the matter. So there were still issues that we could not agree upon. So, all is not without hope. We are meeting again in mid-May, again with the mediator, who will now wear a different hat, and she will be a fact finder. Both sides will now present their positions, and the fact finder will just do that. She will make findings of fact and report out thereafter. And of course, as the process goes on, there's always the opportunity to try to resolve the matter, and we hope that will happen. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then we have some items. We have items number 159 through 179. So I move for approval.
We have a second on that, Donna?
Second.
Second by Donna. Any discussion on any of the items under personnel and negotiations?
I actually don't have a question on any of the items, but I do have a question with regard to fact-finding. Is there a cost to the district as we move into this next phase of fact-finding?
Yes, there are two costs. Half of the price of the fact-finder, the other one to be borne by the CTEA, and the price of our representative, the counselor, that we've had throughout the process.
Okay. Do you know approximately how much 50% of the fact-finding fee is?
I do not know that number offhand.
No, I don't know. What I can report on is prior to the last two negotiating sessions, we had already spent $12,000 on our representative.
Wow.
Okay. After the board meeting, we will be meeting an executive session. And that'll be one of the items in executive session negotiations.
Okay.
Any other questions on personnel and negotiations? Seeing none, if we could have a roll call vote.
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Ms. Hofig?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Levin?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkhoff?
Yes.
Motions carry 8-0.
Policy and curriculum, Jody?
The Policy and Curriculum Committee did meet this month. We met last Monday. The primary objective of our meeting was really to talk about district-wide resources. You know, a theme that we have been hearing is that we don't have the right resources for our students. Perhaps there aren't textbooks available for every child. Perhaps there are not materials going home with the children for the parents to assist their children with. So that was a big topic at our last committee meeting. We really wanted to understand the scope of our resources. So, we sent out a survey to the full staff to identify what resources are in fact being used, because it was quite disturbing at the last board meeting to hear that a student did not have a math textbook. By the way, that was corrected. It was not a math textbook. I believe it was social studies. Is that correct? Was it social studies or?
Social studies.
Yeah, it was social studies. So, but nonetheless, we want to get to the bottom of it, really understand the resources are available to our kids. That is an ongoing effort, and we plan to report back out to the community on what those resources look like and how they're being leveraged. Okay. And if we find gaps, We will be taking steps to correct them. So again, that will be reported back out to you. Okay. Any questions on that? No? Okay. So I would like to move action items PC, I'm so sorry, I can't read this, 023 through PC 428. Most notable here really is the second reading of our policies, and they're listed here.
We have a second on that motion?
Second.
Second by Donna. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question. Kevin, could you go through where we stand with the school choice?
Sure. We're hoping that this week will be the time where districts that have applied will be finally either approved or told of their status. We were supposed to be told January 24th, which just so happened to be school choice week nationally, but that did not happen due to the fact, I think, the department in Department of Ed that is overseeing this is down to two people. So they're the ones pretty much overseeing all the applications. We had questions sent back to us to update on the application and put back to them just some simple answers as far as our programs in place. And then we're hoping to hear this week where we stand. From here, we have to create an information center based on possible choice students and parents. And we would like to run some open houses to give them a sense of what we have to offer and realize those students into next year.
So what are we voting on?
This was tabled back in October.
Oh, so this is the approval for the original application that we sent?
Correct. It was tabled back in October and was supposed to be back on November. And when I was putting in the application, looking back, it never made it back onto the agenda in November. That's why it is here right now.
Okay. Kevin, I have a question also.
Yes, Kevin.
How are the students selected and how is the tuition set? Is it already set by the state? Do we contribute to the tuition amount?
Correct. That is going to be set by the state, and even that number has not been a hard fact yet, Kevin. Based on, you know, we were told ahead of time, here is a range, which is around our $11,750 that the Lebanon Borough District pays us for students in 7th and 8th grade, up to over $12,000. We were advised not to state a number or calculate a number, just go ahead through the process. And we were told after the governor's budget address, we'd get a hard number. We have not gotten that number. Then from there, based on the programs that we are opening up, which are basically our classroom seats, specific ones only at certain grade levels based on keeping our class size at the average size that I reported out during the budget presentation. And the students who apply, basically just have to show that they would fit into those positions, filling out our application, and will show their discipline record to ensure that they fit with the educational needs that we have set here. And that's basically the whole program.
And what is the selection process? Is the school principal involved?
It would actually be the leadership team that would be a part of that, along with the secretarial staff, to help with the process itself. But it is, in many ways, there will be an open period and then a closed period, and depending if we have more students apply than we have seats, we will have a preset lottery system to fill those seats.
Thanks.
Kevin, how many seats are you thinking were offered and offered?
Right now, the total number across the district that I put in the application was 84, but I am allowed to amend that prior to starting next year.
And you're inclined to amend it up
to ensure down? No, to I would amend it to ensure the average class sizes that I put out here today are those average class sizes.
Okay. Any other questions for Kevin or for Pat? So we have a motion and a second on action items 023 to 028. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Kresge?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Ms. Hofig?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Levin?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
Motion's carry 8-0.
Thank you. We now will have the third recognition of the public. Oh, I always forget, Donna. I'm sorry. Before we do recognition of the public one more time, our communications committee. Ms. Donna Gregory.
Yes, we did meet this month and again worked on the newsletter, and we gave feedback to Kevin and Pat on the calendar of events for communication and some of the content related to the budget. That was really it for this month. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
We don't need a motion?
Nope, no motion.
Or a second?
No.
Thank you. Any questions for Donna, though, on communications? Before we go to the recognition of the public, could you, Kevin, just briefly inform the public on what your plans are over the next couple weeks in terms of presenting the budget at various school locations, as well as meeting with different groups? I know you did it before, but just by way of
absolutely, reminder. Sir. In the fact that I may not have the full team that you saw this evening, I would like to take the time to thank Mrs. Lenhart for all her work, the board members who took the time to come in early or to stay late and have us go through this several times and give their feedback, as well as the information I got from the PTA, the foundation, parents that I met in the different schools, and those parents that either emailed me or called me to give me input. I want to thank them, but as well, Mr. Weber, for his wonderful presentation, and our behind-the-scenes gentleman, Mr. Chipolis, who I've had here many a late night practicing and lighting and miking us. Thank you so much, Mr. Chipolis, for all your time and efforts. I'm going to be conducting four presentations at each of the schools in the morning, right after, my hope is, right after the parents either drop off their children or their children are here on the bus, they would follow them in and come to a presentation at each of the schools. Then next week, they will be, starting tomorrow, sorry, at 9 o'clock at PMG. And the rest of this week, each of the mornings at each of the schools. And then next week, two nights, one at Patrick McGarren and one at Spruce Run. And that is open, and all of them are open to anyone in the community. And we've put that out there. And I am kind of, through the help of Mrs. Bobo, my secretary, been reaching out to local organizations. I've already been to Kiwanis and 100 Huskies and have shared with them the overview of this budget and taking questions and actually rolled some of that into the presentation you saw this evening. I will be going to the Rotary. I'm trying to get in with the Business Association, Beaverbrook, the Republican Club, and the Elks are all on my to-do list. I also reached out to the principal of Immaculate Conception and met with her to see how we could possibly share out some services and help one another as we move into next year. As well with any input that I hear from tonight as I take notes, and hopefully either through email or a wiki post, other ideas. Mr. Freda had an excellent idea as far as the written to follow up the letter that Mr. Dinkoff sent to the Democrat. I would look to craft something similar. So thank you for that, Mr. Freda. That pretty much surmises the budget calendar as I shared with the board. Oh, thank you, sir. Am I meeting with the seniors? Well, outside of the fact that it was great fun for you and Mrs. Lenhart when I did meet with the seniors, quick story. We went last year. I introduced myself, told them I was here to talk about the school budget, and they proceeded to boo and hiss me. After threatening them with calling my mother, they got themselves back on track, but they didn't want to hear from us. So when we reached out to them this year, Mrs. Bulba was told that they do not accept political figures at their meetings anymore. And she said, what do you mean? He's not a political figure. He's hired by the board. No, he wants us to vote on the budget. That is a political activity, therefore he's a political figure. So the seniors don't want me to come, but I implore anyone who has a connection, because they won't even let us know when they're meeting, I would like to go and maybe help serve and at the same time whisper about what we're doing with the budget. So please get back to me. But thank you for that reminder, sir, and that little bit of drama that I had and the humor that you and Mrs. Lenhart had.
You know, there might be some members of the board that are old enough to attend those senior citizen meetings. I'm not going to mention any names.
Not at this end.
Not at that? All right, we will now have our third public session. So if anybody has any, again, questions, concerns, anything that you'd like to ask the board about the budget, anything on the agenda, anything going on at school, please feel free to come up to the mic and address the board.
Michelle Sullivan, 8 Haytown Road. Will the selection criteria for the school choice be available for the public to take a look at, just so we kind of see what we are looking for as a district?
Once the application is approved, Michelle, I should be able to put that out as an openable document, yes. And then there will be a criteria, there will be an application online as well for everyone to view.
And now one question about the solar. Will the applications or the information that you guys are reviewing be available to the public so we can kind of see what the options are and pros and cons for that?
Actually, I think, from our discussion with Mr. Custer and our bond counsel, our architect and the Finance and Facilities Committee, and some of the research we have done, I'd really like to take his input, share it out with the board, and then possibly craft a response, a request for a proposal so that we can move on this and possibly see some of the savings in next year's budget.
Okay, thank you.
Can I add to that?
Absolutely.
Speaking to Mr. Custer today, he's asking to present to the board and the public. He does not perceive that he'll be ready for April 11th. He asked me for the next two meeting dates after that. What'll happen is it'll be a 6:30 start. Okay, so we'll have the presentation. He anticipates 45 minutes, so I figure we'll leave him an hour. So it'll be probably, there'll probably be a presentation by the professionals who have worked on the project at 6:30. I suspect either the first May meeting or the second May meeting.
Okay.
Excellent. Of course, there'll be all notices.
Thank you.
I had a question that I heard there was a new reading program that was being implemented at Round Valley School. So I wanted to know where I could get more information about the reading program.
I'm sorry, I missed the...
A reading program at Round Valley? I heard there's
implementation. The American Reading Program?
Yeah, I believe that's what
okay.
it's called.
Okay, sorry, the American Reader. Have our Director of Curriculum, Bobby Philippe, make sure that information gets out as training should be finished up this week. Okay, so as soon as it is, could we have that out to parents and families? Thank you, Ms. Philippe.
Okay, and follow-up question, how was that funded?
That was funded through the ARRA, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
Okay, and I'm curious because it's my understanding that ARRA is supposed to be for special education.
That is part of the supplant funds, which can be applied towards all children.
Arguable.
Yes, sir.
I don't agree with that assessment, which I've discussed here. But I don't necessarily agree that spending was within the confines of the act.
I'm asking that question because that's my understanding. So your understanding is our funds can fund general education.
The difference between the prior year's IDEA funding and the current year funding, including ARRA, you could spend some of that difference on what they call supplant.
Supplant?
Supplant as opposed to supplement.
Is there a percentage of the ARRA money?
Yeah, you know, it's been about a year since I've done it. I thought it was half of the difference. So if you used to get $100 and now you get $200, you could spend 50. But you know, I'd have to go back and look. Because let me think about this. It was 140 out of 400. I'd want to go back and review the math before I say anything definitive. Okay.
And so that's already designated funds for the 10-11 year, and then it's my understanding that
It ends August 31st, 2011.
Right. Then it's expired.
Yes.
So then have the rest of your funds been allocated for programs for the rest of this year?
We're just about there. We've been doing emails back and forth to make sure we're all the way there. In fact, on tonight's agenda is for us to go in with an amendment to move some money around on lines.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions for the board or the superintendent? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session with the understanding that no new business will be conducted after the executive session. We have a motion?
So moved.
Second. So moved by Mark, seconded by Jody. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.